Hi everyone, welcome back to Sit and Talk. It's been a little bit.
A lot has happened.
Yeah, everywhere. Today I figured, I brought the topic to Keisha. We would talk about race and racism, not really talking about current events, just talking about the topic, because everybody's talking about what's happening in America right now, but it's a good topic to talk about. So, I mean, I know, but for the other people who don't know, what are your views on race, Keisha?
My views on race?
On race. What is race to you?
Well, Ethan's like running, and I'm not that good at that. So, if you're talking about exercise-wise, that's not going to work out in this conversation for me. But if you're talking like the human race, which apparently now we have different colors as a race, but I thought we're all human, so I guess you could start with that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chanel, of all the colors we have and them being...
Colors is God's way of being creative. Colors is melanin. Depending on where you live, you have melanin. In my opinion, it's only one race, and that's human.
So if you say that there's only one race, and that's true, because there's no aliens have touched down, I know of, and said hi to us that I know of, then why the whole issue we have with black against white? And really, truly, I mean, we all do the same thing. Our body does the same thing. So I don't understand what, I guess, the hate of it.
That is a history lesson.
Yes,
but we don't have anything for right now. A whole history lesson, that whole thing. I guess one skin color, as I would call it from now on, trying, because they realized that they were not the only ones on this earth, to make themselves feel better by, I don't know, indoctrinating an entire earth. I mean, you have to tip your hat off to them.
I mean, it's
because
you have to give kudos where it is, right?
There are more people in the world with a lot more melanin in their skin than what we call white people, which they're not white. They're pink or red or whatever. But still, they were able to indoctrinate a whole earth into thinking that they are the, as they call it, superior race. For black people, it was through slavery, years and years of drilling it into people's head that because of the color of their skin, they are lesser than. But they did it to most everybody. They went to Asia and called them they called them savages. They also did that to the natives of different things, called them savages because they were different than them,
but they used to bathe.
Which is true. Let's not go into that, but basically that's what it is in the end. All it is skin color. You don't look at example, flower. But then again, I can't think, because humans have taken flowers and put meaning to them. So if somebody give you a certain flower, you're like, how dare you give me this flower of death? But you don't go and look at a flower and be like, this flower is superior to that flower, or I don't know what that is apple, because humans have taken things, even things like dogs. And it's like, my dog is superior to your dog because it came down from the line of Egyptian dogs or
something. So,
maybe it's a human problem. Maybe the race problem is a human problem.
So it's our thinking and our mindset, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever encountered any kind of race discrepancy?
If I did, I do.
If it over your head that you didn't realize.
In my head, I guess from young, people used to call me poor grit. For those people who don't know what poor grit is, that's a, well, I know about maybe in a Bajan term. I don't know if it's anywhere else.
But it's exactly what it's doing. Some people say you're
I think
poor,
I'm higher than my
stage. There it is.
And I never thought of myself as poor. I mean, we didn't have everything, but I survived. I had clothes. I had the food I wanted, which when I was younger was just bread and butter. Maybe cheese every now and then.
Because that's what, let's put it again, that's what she wanted.
That's what I wanted.
It was not all she got because there was all that was there. So it's okay if that's the case with you.
My parents was blessed at that time. Did I have to go out and buy all the chicken nuggets and all that because meh. But I never saw myself as lesser than anybody else. Maybe because I grew up around of the lighter skin color. My godmother is white, pink.
All right, so have you ever experienced colorism? Because you're darker, so you have more melanin. So anybody,
what's it get? I guess I'm a bit ditzy. Really didn't care. My head was in my books. I really did not care thinking about it. Maybe I did. I can't think of anything right now. Maybe I did. But even in my family, nobody, I guess, they don't really have many light-skinned people in my family. So nobody ever looked over me for color and skin. Maybe my grandmother used to favor Shane more because he was a boy.
No, that's just sexism.
That is a big, a Caribbean thing.
That
the boys are better.
And precious.
But yeah, nope.
Well, in my family, we didn't have that. So if it ever was, it was cut out very quickly. I don't remember anybody saying somebody's darker than anybody else. I am one of the later people in my family. And I think
because I couldn't think of it. None of your uncles or aunts are dark.
It's only
your grandfather is dark.
Yeah, and he's the darkest. My grandfather is the darkest person in my family. And he's not like dark, but he's a yeah. I mean, I guess you could say he looks more of the African side, and we look more of the somewhat Caucasian side, as some people like to think. But we is black. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, no. I guess maybe I thought too highly of myself in my head. So if anybody looked down on me for being black, which I have seen darker people, there are people in this world who could probably actually be classified black.
Black people.
But the majority of people who are being called black, you're actually brown.
Yeah, yeah. So so what do you think of race and this whole topic? Everybody just onto the topic now, the new thing. And as you say, Black Lives Matter and everything, but what do you think about race in Barbados? Because I can only speak from where I am.
Yeah. Well, we have our problems.
Definitely.
I think we more lean towards classism than we do racism. Not that I'm not saying there aren't racist people. There are racist people everywhere. But yeah, they have the thing in Barbados where you got a Black person going in store and a white person going in store, and all the people would,
all the security, who you most probably know, will follow you around, and you most probably got more money than the other person.
Or the store clerks will head to the white person thinking they got a sale, and you're there like, well, I was trying to spend my money in here. But
I guess you could say in that, it's still somewhat thing of we thinking white is right and white is the best.
It's the same thing, because any place that have any history of slavery, gonna have earth. That gonna have that mentality. I talking about black and white slavery. I don't know about the other slavery that went on in the world, but gonna have that mentality because that's what you are indoctrinated with. That white is the rich people and people with money, and black is there. But Barbados is majority black, so unless you find yourself in a situation where you have to deal with white people on a daily basis, I don't think you're gonna notice it, any racism, as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like any business world, maybe you might butt up in it more than if you teaching at a school.
Okay, so after, you know, since both of us never encountered any racist anything. I don't know.
I ignore it. It's like,
whatever. Why have this?
I'm better than you.
Why have this podcast topic when we have never encountered it? But I mean, we do have opinions.
As you see things,
you're somebody who never experienced it. I find that the younger people, and I have to exclude myself somewhat of this because I can be 36, so I can't really put myself in the young people bracket as what I think is. They are extremely angry, even the ones in Barbados, about slavery and about the treatment of black people. And you know, the thing is that I guess maybe it's also a slave thing, that black people in Barbados treat our own horribly when we're ready.
That's true.
We would put them, I mean, if you go for a job interview and you are, you know, a dark skinned person, brown skinned person, you will have to go like 4 or 5 interviews or anything. If you were half white, you normally would get through like, oh, so who's your mother? Who's your father? Oh, and quickly, just to say as though like, you know, we have these prestigious people here.
That's true.
And I think the younger people are tired of that. And I mean, rightfully so. I think everybody should have the chance. Qualify for the job, have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's true.
So I think maybe that's the what we need to address. I'd be sound controversial when I say I don't think we need to do a Black Lives Matter march in Barbados, but this is my opinion. I think we need to address how we are treated. And marching for us in Barbados is not going to work.
No.
that's not the solution to it. Yeah, I guess you can bring awareness for the march, but after you finish march and you go home from the sun and get darker, what gonna happen afterwards? Because we just did a nice little exercise in the sun. So what is the solution after that? So I think if anything, we need to come up with better ideas and support our own. I think I saw it was Tashida Calendar. She just started this business called Black Flip Company, I think is what it's called, and which is a directory for black owned businesses.
Okay.
Because as I think this is her solution, which I think is a great solution, you should support. I'm not saying don't support white people. I'm not saying that. But there are so many people.
Start with the smaller businesses.
Right.
If they can't do what you want them to do,
then
you could go to somebody
right,
else.
Right, but there's so many talented people out there, especially in Barbados, who don't have the opportunity or chance. Because, unfortunately, we as our fellow brothers and sisters, as we like to call each other, we'd be like, nah, you ain't the big name. Let me go and get somebody else. Mm-hmm. When this one person can do the job better. So I think, if anything, that's what we should do. We really should lift each other up. I'm not even talking about church affiliates. I'm just talking, we just talk about us as the majority population of Barbados.
Yeah.
You know somebody down the road. I will bring it up. You know somebody down the road who is cook well. Why on earth you can spend money at Chefet? Chefet has money. But you know this person's cook well. You know this people have eaten the food.
Mm-hmm.
But the character prices were $2 because, you know,
Time's hard.
But you will go and run yourself down to Chefet to go and buy wingdings. When the same person was probably making real good wings that are fresh.
And Halu is carrying out his price like almost every
and we're
month.
Okay, we say, well, it's only $1, but I really like it. We don't search to see who we can assist in, in around us. And mm-hmm. So our community, and maybe from that, we can help impact and lower the crime rate, because you might have a younger person who is good at something, but they're not getting through with it, and that's why they're looking elsewhere to get money. So they're going to go and look at drugs and gangs, but they're talented at something that you could tap into. That's why also maybe I think they get into drugs, because hey, I'm not being used anywhere else, so why not just be the statistic you say I am? Anything?
Well, no, I agree with you. I agree. It's the best thing to do. They have a lot of small businesses that do it better. And a lot of small businesses that get their ideas pulled from the bigger businesses because they realize that this is a good idea.
And the people don't have the capital to do the idea, but the big businesses do, so they take it. Yeah. And it's also how some business people that are some people who have business ideas, they don't do the business because they're scared of somebody taking the idea.
Yeah.
And as we have to call ourselves families, we as a family need to gather around. If you have that business idea, fine, let's see how that could go. I mean, if we support each other, then maybe Barbados will be better than what it is right now.
Yeah. So, what's your view on racism? Do you think it could ever end?
Shouldn't I ask me this now after this whole thing of, the Black Lives Matter and what happened in America. I'm still trying to take a break from it. I know I can't, but I'm trying to take, you know, self-care days because it's too emotional. Do I think racism can end? Yes. That is the optimistic answer. I do think it can end, but it needs to be that a lot of well, this can be the Christian part, a lot of deliverance that needs to happen, because I don't think, as I was telling Chanel today, I don't think that white people are going to be able to handle, to hear what slavery really was, because that will mean that somebody in your family was a member of this crime and was never what's the word looking for? Arrested?
Prosecuted
for it. And so you're gonna have to hear that somebody in your family, a great great granddaddy, grandmommy, whoever, did some very nasty things and some very immoral acts, and I do not know if they can handle it. I don't know if they, I don't think they were ever told what slavery really was. I think they thought it was just, oh, you just own people and they did work. I don't know, like, you thought it was like a maid. I don't think they understand what it is. And I think for slavery to, well, for racism, but I still think there's still forms of slavery in the world. But for racism,
the general workforce,
you know, work slavery. But for racism to be addressed and to end, and for this to have healing, you're going to have to go back. You're going to have to restore them foundations. You're going to have to go and look back at the cracks and the foundations and what caused the cracks. And you're going to have to confront it. And I do not know if they're ready for that. If they are, if the few who are, God bless them and God carry them through the journey, because as much as Black people have to go through it also, it's something to say that you will come out as a victim. I'm not saying that you have a victim mentality, but it was done to you compared to you, the person doing it.
Yeah.
So you doing it is normally be like, that's what I did. I'm not saying that there are people now. This is not sponsored by Nobody Co. We is a Chills family. All right.
Hashtag not sponsored by Chills either.
Even though hashtag if sponsored by Chills, you will get more money. Hint, hint. What were they saying?
Restoring foundations, looking at cracked foundations. Black people come up victims.
Yeah, like, but people, not that they're being victims.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
But you will have to, they're going to have to go through that whole process. They're going to have to go on and not even think about slavery, because slavery is one thing. It was in after slavery that you had Civil War in America. Then you had race riots all over the world. That you had Jim Crow in America. Even England had, you know, I remember my father, he's British. He tells me stories about how you had a white person would say a slur against a Black person and there'll be a big fight with all the Black people just coming to fight, because it was something that, you know, that was never even apologized for. You were told slavery is finished, go along, but you still got to go and work twice as hard as you did before, so which means you're working worse than you was in slavery and for much less, and you have to survive on that. And I don't think it was ever really addressed. So racism would end when people want to get educated on it. And the people who are being educated on it now, I mean, excuse me, God bless the younger people who who are accepting this and going through with it, you know, I can only say it could be for them, because the older people still hold it on. They existed in a time where you had segregation and they can't see anything else than what it was, and they don't want any change to happen. So God bless the younger people who decide to say we will take it up and we will explore. They're now learning about what slavery was, and it disgusts them. And now they are looking at the family members and the ancestors who used to be before, like, wait, so whoever wasn't a big war hero, so he was fighting for the South, that's what he's telling me, he wants his slaves, kind of thing. So yeah, what do you think? This is gonna be our longest.
Yeah, probably.
But it is important.
Well, funny enough, you're the optimistic one. I am not that optimistic.
You have to look at it through some kind of optimism, unless you will be depressed and you will be in hate and you'll be like, these people ain't getting in nowhere near heaven. If it turn around, I see one up in heaven, that's to me, we ain't got issue. Right? I mean, that's the only way, I think.
That's the thing about it. I don't hate white people. I feel sorry for white people, on a whole, in general sense, because it's not every white person. Because they set up the system. So the system, in a sense, works for them. Majority of people are not going to want to change that system, despite what they would say. And I think it comes back down to the whole education part of it. I guess in my head, I'm a teacher, so it's always back down to education for me. But the system, even if you don't outright say it, the education system is set up that they have the boss, who's usually a white person, better than, and there's the rest of you. You're here to learn to be a worker, a good worker, and you can't get any higher than this.
As manager.
Maybe manager.
Unless it, but manager.
But that's even how they had it set up in slavery. They had some, it wasn't only the white people that would use the whip. It was some of the same, you're saying black people. That
because they were the supervisors.
So they have set up the system for years. It is not an outright thing now that they say white is right and black is
dirty,
whack. But it is still there. And the fact that people who you would think are not racist on the white end of things, because popular opinion, and it would probably get lambasted for this, but I think black people can be racist as well. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
I think that is true, because we're not defining what racism is. Because we're saying racism is against old slavery.
Most people, when they say racism, they're thinking white on black.
Right, and they're thinking slavery.
Yeah, but we have our moments. Anyhow, that is not the topic for today.
Because then we say we're prejudiced. They're racist.
We are not even against white people.
No, but, we shade everything.
Moving on. What was I saying? I went on a little bit of a bender.
You said racist. That was racist.
Anyhow, well, what I was saying, there are people, right, white people who you wouldn't think are racist. And then they would say something. Like a lot of people you say now, the Karens and all that. They're like, but I'm not racist. But you are. Only because that is how you're educated to be. It's not your fault. in that way. Yeah, you could bring yourself up out of that, but most of them don't realize that they're in it until something happens.
Right. So then when they find out, the whole thing is just, I guess I would say, your litmus test to see how racist you are, right? Is after somebody bring it out to you, it's like, no, that was racist, and it record you it to, and you see it back. If you're like, no, I wasn't, or if you could see the prejudice and the way you're saying stuff,
and try to make
and
a
try
change,
and make a change,
that is a whole different story. But it will have to be a whole overhaul of educational system, societal system, as you say, a whole sitting down, this was slavery, this is what happened, this is what people did to people. I mean, if some of the, because I don't know if it's all, I only know about the ones that mommy and daddy went to. It was Nigeria?
No, Ghana.
Ghana, when they did the slave walk thing.
Yeah.
That they could, because as most people know, well, I know, I don't know if most people know, I'm assuming most people know, the only reason that the white people, the British, or whoever
Spanish.
It was, British, Spanish, whoever, went up there for slaves, the only way they could get is if other black people sold out black people. And if those Africans, those ones who did it, don't know if it's everybody, the Ghanans, I think a few Nigerians did it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the others. If they could say, this is what we did to our brothers, we are sorry and apologize
the
for
first
it.
Apology that people ever got,
yeah,
was that,
and apologize for it, this is what we did to you, we're sorry. I think they have a whole tour and they do it at the end all the time.
Yeah, they do the whole tour as to when they would get them their last bath, you know. Yeah. what will happen to them on their way to, before they go on the ships.
I think you might say, some people might say, oh, but it wasn't me, it was my ancestor, it wasn't those Ghanans or Nigerians who did it, it was their ancestors, but they made an apology. So I think apology has to happen. Will it happen? I don't think so. Because, well, if it does, I don't know. I think the end of racism might come when Jesus
comes back. We all get transformed into our heavenly bodies and in a race, right? what was black?
Because,
what was
melanin? I mean, even if you believe in, even if you don't believe in creationism and you are a person who believes in the Big Bang and all that, in the end, we all come from the same human being.
Yeah.
So we are all, be it creationism or what is called the rest of them?
Evolution. Or evolution, you come from the same fish.
You come from the same thing. The same it that turned into a human, if you believe it.
I am not it. So I good.
You came from the same two humans.
It can come looking like this
or whatever.
So that's wrong.
We all share the same DNA. Yeah, they have different ethnicities and all that. Maybe that's what we should call it. Instead of calling it race, say your ethnicity. And maybe it would be, but then we would probably take that and try to turn that superior too.
Yeah.
But, and sadly, if you, I guess it was the surprise that came for the people of the lighter melanin, as I like to say. When they realized that a lot of life came from places where people had to have a lot of melanin. So you as a white person came out from some race that was around Africa, Middle East side, because I believe in creationism, as people call it. God created the earth. And where the Garden of Eden is, where the first two human beings were somewhere in Africa, if you follow the rivers. So I think that's been the problem for everybody. UK for black people is just that your people decide to move further where there was less sun, and after years and years and years and years, your skin became lighter.
Yeah, because, you know, if you think about it, and it's gonna be a really bad example, but bear with me. You know, in the bottom of the sea, right, it's so dark that the fish are like translucent.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, right?
It basically, it is the same thing.
Like them anglerfish.
Yeah. It is the same way with the same white people. The ones who live up in Europe where you hardly get any sun are paler than the ones who live in places that have a lot of sun. They get more tan.
Florida.
Unless you are a redhead, and then that is a whole different melanin issue that come from redheads. Mm-hmm. But
we got any Fitzpatrick scale. All my estheticians know that we're talking about that.
But basically that's what it is. I don't know if we gonna ever see. I would love that when Sabella, our niece, gets our age, that she could look back and say, this is how it was. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that it's not like that. No.
Or that she can't imagine it. She can't imagine for real.
Yeah. That one person used to hate another person for the color of their skin. I would love that to happen. I don't think it ever would. I don't know if that is unchristian of me, but that is my view of it.
I mean,
I would love to be proven wrong. There's one time where I would like to be proven wrong. I don't usually like being proven wrong, but this is one time where I would love that after everything that happening 5 years down the road is like, heal the world, Michael Jackson come out of life just to sing that song.
Okay. We are right. We will just play the track. You don't need to bring him back. And he is happy where he is.
Everybody is happy and healed, and well, yeah, in 5 years you ain't gonna be fully healed, but healing.
On your journey of healing.
And US still look like a war-torn country.
And that Chanel could go and do shopping.
And I could go back into my shopping. Because I'm not even thinking about COVID right now. I'm thinking about the riots though. And the police killing people. And I look like people the killing. So yeah, do I really need to go and shop?
Let me tell you something, right? Last year when I went overseas, that immigration officer, I didn't know if he didn't like me, or he wanted to like me, or he, like, if he was a stalker. Because I was like, I'm spending extra time here having a conversation about this. I don't know if this man can rob me by the time I leave here. So prejudice is prejudice. And I think for us to progress and be better humans, we need to call it and address it. And we need to figure out if you have it inside you, inside your heart, you know, figure out why. Ask, go and get some counseling. I don't know why I don't like, alright, suppose you say you don't like white people. I don't know why I don't like white people. Go and get counseling. Figure it out. Because really and truly, it's most probably something that can be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting it faster and faster as what is happening. It's festering and festering and festering and festering and festering. And now it has a serious infection. It has turned into septus. And limbs gotta get cut off unless we can
gangrene.
Yeah, or we can kill you if you don't get treated. So yeah. That's basically it. If you think that it might not occur, this healing that needs to happen, it is a realistic view, but I think you need to, you're a Christian, so pray about it.
There you go.
Pray.
The only person who can heal this is God.
Right.
Is Jesus.
And I mean, it ended up with us being like, oh, let's hold hands and pray. But at the end of the day, you have to go back to your faith, and that's what is gonna help you through this. I think a few days ago I was on Instagram. You're gonna come off of this, but it was on Instagram, and I realized that some Black people are not taking this well. And so far from what I think, two people killed themselves that I know of. Because they can't handle it. So your faith carries you through it. What you believe carries you through it. You will not see so much hopelessness. You will see some kind of hope, because you have something that is going to carry you through. You have somebody, God, who's going to help carry you through, and who can help, you know, counsel you. So if you don't know Jesus Christ your personal savior, this is the opportunity to get to know him, because if anything, that's the only way we as Black people can progress and can elevate from where we are.
But then you got your problem where they got a lot of Black people, especially in America, a few of them here too. I've heard a few of them talk about that. Jesus is the white man God. And then that's
but Jesus was a Jew, so I don't
so
know,
I don't where, know where we got him.
I don't know him as white. I knew him as a Jew. That was it. So,
but
we're not talking about capitalism here. We're not psychologicism here. We're talking about being a Christian, following the way. Following the way. That's what we're talking about. And normally, as people would like to go along this whole thing of like, oh, you know, that's a white people's thing, and we should go with ancestral things. What do you know about ancestral anything?
You don't even know.
We don't even know where we come from. We know what area. You might if we go and do some ancestry DNA and find what area.
And that's
area,
only the area.
But we
don't
know what
where
tribe
come
we come from. So let me not go and tinker with things we don't know anything about. So there is a man called Jesus. There is a being called Holy Spirit. And there is God who can help us through this. And that's the only way we can get through this. If not, we are going to be
in a cycle forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah. And ever and ever we're going to be replaying this whole thing. And we're going to do another riot. And we're going to do another protest. And we're going to do another this and another that. So that's basically it. I think the only way for me to have some kind of solace in this is that I have to pray that the answer will come. And those who need to stand up and help usher people through this would stand up and help usher people through this.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So thank you for that heavy heavy topic, Chanel. Go home. When you finish this, anybody go and eat a chocolate. A melon chocolate. Go and
the
eat.
The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste.
Or get some kind of cake. Maybe you should. That should be the whole disclaimer for this. Go and get some cake.
Goodbye, cake, and eat it.
And sing and eat it. And eat it while you're doing this, because I mean, it's at the end of the day, we all have to have a conversation and discussion. I don't think I really had a discussion with my grandparents about race.
No. And a few stories you hear offhand from mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Offhand.
Yes, offhand. It was never a thing.
What
so
it was like back then.
So I think this is a good thing for us to have discussions. And you know, with discussions, you end up finding out what prejudice you have and what parts of you that, you know, that is sore on this.
Yeah,
that needs to be addressed. Yeah, so thanks for listening. I mean, it's long.
It has been long.
This is twice
44 minutes. Twice as long as we usually do. Yeah. But yeah, hope y'all listen to the end. For those who do, thank you.
I mean, granted, we should have like a praise that you get.
You made it to the end.
You get a milkshake,
you get a milkshake from Chills. Hashtag not sponsored, but you know.
And that's not
Chills.
Happening. So, if we were sponsored, we would have the milkshake for Chills for you. As a little, you know, Black Lives Matter milkshake. I don't know, all Lay's matcha milkshake.
Oh, let's not go there, please. So,
dog Lay's matcha milkshake. So yeah, thanks again for listening. Have a great week. If you have a business, look at Tashida's. It's called Black Flip Company on Instagram.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but I think it's a great initiative. Register if you have a business, register your business and your services. And you know, when that fully, the list fully comes out, the registry fully comes out, you know, look at it and see who you can pull from there. No, not saying, I mean, as with Christians, that'd be a whole different thing, as in what we should be doing. But let's support our Black people, our friends, our family, and at the same time, Black people, let's give good service to each other. Let's not have
lackluster
poopong work and you accept the people. Let's really put our best into what we do, so that, you know, it won't be that saying that we were lazy. We're not lazy. Listen, you come from people who work cotton fields and sugar cane fields from night up, from morning to night, so you are not lazy.
Exactly.
So that can work. So yeah, that's basically it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks again. Bye.